We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What had just happened was pretty intense, but it was needed. I feel successful. We finally got the sheriff's office to comply with moving forward, selecting a vendor. And upon doing so, the money that was approved for body cams last month will be then transferred to his office for him to spend them in the way in which he says he wants to spend them, which is on the actual purchase of body cams. I feel successful.
The memo that was circulated, the email, it must have hit her heart to you.
It did. It was pretty offensive, but I think that I handled it very well. That email was sent to me over 2 months ago, and like I said, it was offensive. I think it's a testament of how a lot of leaders nationally feel about duly elected female leaders stepping out and being passionate on issues that they find to be wrong or offensive or biased. So I'm not shocked. However, I followed through with it in the professional way, which was to foil the information that he seemed to be hiding. And I brought it up today because after repeatedly trying to foil the information that he seemed to be hiding, he refused to let it be known and bring it forward.
Did you just receive the foil? Did you receive the results of the FOIL? Because the email came out 4 months ago. I was just trying to get the timing.
Correct. So since the initial request came back, the initial response to that FOIL request was the deputy turned off his camera so there is no footage. Then I responded, but your email leads us to believe there is additional footage. And then from that moment on, I have sent repeated emails that says, please comply with my FOIL request and release the footage that you are so concerned about the public seeing. He is yet to do so. So since yesterday, members of the minority caucus have been so aggressively wondering why we will not transfer the funds that's resting in DISS until the sheriff is actually prepared to purchase body cams. I felt it appropriate to explain why. There's obviously distrust between myself and the sheriff's office. It does not start or end with that email, but that definitely has something to do with it.
How far is this going to go? Is this going to be over with when the body cameras are out, or is this going to keep going for a while?
It is my hope that the issue is resolved now. We approved the funding last month for body cameras. The sheriff issued an RFP for vendors. The RFP process has closed. 8 people have responded. Now the sheriff has agreed that he will choose a vendor, and then he will come forward to the legislature. At that time, we will transfer the money for body cameras to his direct account for him to purchase them, and then they'll be deployed. It is my hope that the ball is rolling.
What happens when if the RFP comes back above and beyond what the allotted money is?
I have no reason to believe that. We did extensive research, as the majority leader commented in committee. We reached out to the city. We reached out to Cheektowaga, to Town Cheektowaga, who has deployed almost 100 body cameras for $500,000, or $500,000, which is $100,000 less than what we have secured for Erie County, and we're only looking, based on the sheriff's RFP, to deploy 65 cameras, as that's the number of deputies that will actually be on the road at a given time to actually utilize them. We also looked into the city of Buffalo and to the city of Rochester, who have also deployed body cameras. So there should be no reason for the startup to cost more than $600,000 based on other local municipalities that have done the same thing that we're trying to do here in the Erie County.
Did you tell the sheriff's office you were doing this today?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Did you tell the sheriff's office that you're talking about?
We have been talking. The sheriff's office was not, we were not informed that we were going to talk about it yesterday during mid-budget hearing committees. So we have an item on the agenda that pertains to body cameras. That means any item on an agenda can be talked about at any given moment in that committee. So there were several items on the agenda that pertain to body cameras, and we decided to have a discussion on it in the committee. Just like yesterday, one of the legislators abruptly decided to have a discussion on body cameras when it wasn't on the agenda. I feel like we can have a discussion on body cameras when we're in public safety.
Would
would you like to have,
given the email, given the discussion, would you have liked to have Sheriff Howard here today?
Well, first of all, Sheriff Howard sent the email, so I don't have to send him a copy of that email. He's the one who sent it. And secondly, the sheriff has been over to the legislature multiple times to talk about body cameras, and he's over-communicated that they are not a priority. That's why we're in this situation now with the legislature issuing the money in the first place. So what I was interested in is hearing the Department of Information and Support Services speak on it, because the sheriff said that he would work with them to implement the body cameras, which up until this point he has not. He issued the RFP without consulting them at all. So today my interest was to talk about body cams with another department, a department that is equipped and has an expertise in purchasing technology. We did so. It didn't sit well with some of the legislators who mistakenly voted for the money to go to that department. That's their problem.
If the emails were sent in March and the sheriff was here just a couple of months ago, why didn't you confront him then?
I was doing what I feel is the most professional thing to do when a colleague acts out of order or sends a message that there may be some ambiguity when it comes to public safety. I did not feel that coming out and saying that the sheriff has sent an email that leads someone to believe and causing an uproar here in Erie County. The track record of them being resistant to implement body cameras, though they said they would, is what got us to this point today where I actually brought it out for my colleagues to see. What I did when I saw that email is the responsible thing that a leader needs to do, which is to follow up the way that you do with policy and procedure, and that's to formally foil the information. I did that 3 and 4 times, and the sheriff has yet to provide the footage. So that's how we got to the point today. And I hope that me exposing that email eventually does allow the public to see what else is on that footage of the Bill Stadium incident, because we need that transparency to be able to restore or build any trust with the sheriff's office.
There are clearly personal pieces to all of this, evidenced by the email that you passed around today. Are you able to take personal politics out of governmental duty, or do you even need to take personal politics? Is that a part of it?
I don't believe so. I think that if this email was so personal to me that I would not have followed through with the FOIA request, and I would not have tried to quietly resolve this issue with the powers that be here in Erie County. If it was something that was personal, you would have found it on my social media. You would have found me screaming from the rooftops 4 months ago when he said those offensive comments. The reason why we're here today, and the reason why the email has come up today, is because people are questioning why I had an issue with voting to transfer that funding. That email is the reason. And so that's why it came out when it did. There is nothing personal. I am not shocked that the sheriff has taken this position of power and wanting to have the money sit in his account, knowing that he can't even spend it without the approval of the legislature. That, in my opinion, is the temperament, like I said, of a lot of elected leaders on federal levels and local levels here in this country. But we will not be bullied or pushed around by the sheriff, and I'm glad that we've come to a resolve today. They have decided that we are going to move forward with the RFP process, and once they pick the vendor that is going to be the host site for the footage on body cameras, the legislature will transfer the money, and hopefully we will get body cameras deployed on our deputies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.